Welcome to the Honestly Carly podcast, the truth about staying strong, sane, and seen in midlife. This is the podcast where fitness, hormone health, and real life collide, hosted by me, Carly Corrigal, midlife PT and former lawyer. I'm here with honest conversations about what it actually takes to feel incredible over 40, because yep, that's still possible. Hello and welcome back to the Honestly Carly podcast. I am Carly Corrigal, as always, and today I want to chat to you about something that I probably hear from my fellow midlife women about 10 times a week. Actually, that is no exaggeration. And it's always a variation on this. I thought I knew how to take care of my body. I thought I knew how to exercise. I thought I knew what worked for me. And suddenly, nothing is working. And often this is coupled with, I'm putting weight on. I feel so tired. I feel like everything's a slog. And I don't know what to do now. And because this kind of then breeds this self kind of sense of self-distrust, I think it's really important to unpick this. And I know in previous episodes, we've gone into my story and we've gone into what is happening with your body in midlife, but that all seems quite abstract. So I want to start unpacking that, and I want to start giving you some practical tips on where I would go with this next, because there is nothing more frustrating than when you are literally feeling like you're chucking everything at the wall and hoping something sticks. So I often find that the women who are attracted to working with me are maybe quite similar to me. And I'll tell you in what ways in a second. But I get it. And I think that often helps, doesn't it, when you get somebody and you understand the sort of inner workings of their brains. But these women are often doers. They are action takers. They're not ones that kind of, well, I mean, sometimes, of course, they kick the can down the road. We all do. But if something's not working, they're in there. They want to fix it. All right. You know, there is a problem. They are the person that you would call. They are the person that kind of gets stuff done. And maybe previously, up to this point, that's been true in an exercise and eating sense as well. It's always been pretty much chugging along, looking pretty good, feeling pretty good, and they've not really had any reason to mix things up. And then these shifts that we've started talking about happen. We hit midlife, life gets crazy, and actually this thing that you thought was chugging away perfectly well over here just isn't really doing it for you anymore. And actually, worse than that, it's leaving you feeling really flat. It's leaving you feeling like, you know, you've got this expanding tire around your middle, really, really common. You're gaining pounds, your clothes aren't fitting, you're just feeling like you've got no energy for things, maybe you're getting loads of niggles. It's all the things that I've talked about that I've experienced. But what do we do with that? And it is enormously frustrating. I think first thing we do is we acknowledge this is like so common, but it's hugely frustrating. And it is that classic thing, my old tricks are not working anymore. But there is a trap here. And this is often the point that people get to before they call me. So I'm telling you this, so you can call me first. No, I'm joking. Shameless plug for my own services, but seriously, like, don't let it get to this point. The trap before that, and this is why I say the women that work with me are the doers, is that they will often throw the kitchen sink at it. Oh my goodness me, right? So rather than just think, that's strange, they'll be like, right, let me listen to every podcast. I'm going to talk to everybody about this. I'm going to buy some supplements because, I mean, the supplement world, that is a podcast on its own, and it will come. Trust me, it will come. But massive marketing around supplements with midlife women. I see them. They pop up on my feed all the time and I'm like, not interested. But seriously, it's huge, right? Because you're just like, I want to fix this. There must be a fix for this. There's a fix for everything. And if I Google it enough, I'll ChatGPT it. I will ask my friends. I will listen to podcasts. I will buy the books. I will come to a conclusion on this. Dagnammit. And literally, they've tried everything. So they come to me and immediately they are full of this distrust, this lack of trust in their bodies, because they're like, well, the supplement said it was going to make me feel better and it's done nothing. So it must be my ridiculous, useless body that's broken. Or, you know, I've done all these exercises every day and it's made no difference whatsoever. Why? I still feel exhausted and my injury is not fixed. And you start to not only have a certain amount of distrust for the experts, and I totally get that. And this is really tough for people who are out there like me, because you see so much of it, and I totally get it. I get it. Why would you trust some random woman on the internet anymore? You know, she's trying to sell you something, isn't she? But also this lack of trust in yourself. So just trying to find that solution and going out and scattergunning everything, don't do it. That is my first tip. We're going to come on to what you can do in a minute, but please don't go into panic mode. I must fix this now. The other thing I see is you just do the things that used to work, but double down. And again, we dial back into this sense of distrust in yourself, in your own body, and this feeling of something's got to be broken here and I need to fix it. And it's all about effort. And often the women that work with me tend to be women who are perfectionists, maybe. wonder why I can see that in people. But they like to be doing things just so. And they'll always blame themselves when things aren't having the desired outcome. So often I'll talk to somebody and they will be like, I know what this is. I've just been slacking off. I just haven't been working hard enough. Last week I only did this. And actually, if I just add in an extra run, that'll sort things out. If I just cut my calories by this many, that'll sort things out, because harder equals better. Okay, my friend, that's not true. I hate to break it to you. You can't out-effort your way through this, okay? If you are training like you are trying to get an A star for effort, this ain't gonna work. We need to be strategic here. We need to start working with our bodies, not against them. It's really, really crucial. And actually, all that's going to happen if you keep doing the same things that aren't working on repeat, but harder and adding more of them in, you're just hammering away at a broken plan, right? It's the definition of madness, doing the same thing again and again, hoping for a different outcome. It's not going to happen. And it might be, and this is where I love working with people and seeing this transformation, because I can lead them by the hand through this. But it might mean letting go of some of the things that you've been doing for years and not really thinking about, and replacing them with things that are going to work with your body right now. And that can feel like a breakup. That can feel really bloody painful, actually. You might have to let go of certain training methodologies, certain, you know, things that you've done, habits that you formed that have been possibly like blocking you for a really long time. And it's difficult to start off with, but I would encourage you to have a bit of an open mind on this. So those are two things we're not doing. We are not scattergunning, trying to seek out a different answer every week. And we are not going to just hammer away at what has not been working. Okay, that's not going to work. So I'd encourage you here to take a step back and really get to know your body. And that is absolutely crucial. I have a little framework that I use when I'm working with clients. And the first thing we do in that framework is we tune in, okay? We tune in to how your body is working and what clues is it giving you. So this takes a little bit of circumspection here, a little bit of self-reflection. But I would really encourage you, if things just feel like they're not clicking for you, to actually have an honest, hard look at what clues your body's giving you, be a bit of a detective, and look at what's working and what isn't, okay? So for example, you are a runner, you are running 20 miles a week, and most of your runs are kind of a nice, steady pace. You might do a couple of runs a week with a friend, you might do a little bit of harder work there, you maybe do a long run, you know, it's kind of middle of the road stuff, okay? But you started noticing that you're feeling really tired. Your paces are off. You're noticing you're really tired. You've got that telltale bit of weight gain around your middle, despite not changing anything in your diet. And you're just feeling shattered and a little bit niggly. So to me, I'm like, there's something going on here. It could be something hormonal. It could be that you are, like I always say, it's never just about the hormones. It could be that you're under a big period of stress at work, or maybe you've got a parent that's poorly that you're having to race from work to go and see and look after at the weekends. Maybe your kids are doing exams. There's something going on in your life, right? So it's not working for you right now. How can we look at what might work better? Okay, so dialing in the clue that your body's given you. And it sounds so simple, doesn't it? But trust me, the number of women who, when I start to help them unpack this, or when they've looked at this, having listened to me, and they're like, oh, it was staring me in the face. I feel like such an idiot. And I'm like, you're not an idiot. You're just living a busy life, okay? How are you supposed to know all this stuff? But take a moment to reflect and go, actually, that's not cutting it for me anymore. That's not working, okay? So I would tune in with that as point number one. And then I would really start to think about what your body needs at this juncture. And this I could, you know, we could break this down and go into all of the different aspects here. But I would say it has to be an overall look at and an overall respect for your load, okay? And I say load and people are like, I don't know what you mean, right? You might be familiar with the concept of training load, but I would say your stress load is really important. Because as I explained before, and I will go on and on about this, but basically, when our hormones are doing this merry dance in midlife, when they are not behaving like they do in our pre-perimenopause years, and you've got these crazy fluctuations of estrogen and less progesterone, but not quite the crazy fluctuation that you have in estrogen, it's going to affect all of your body systems, okay? And if you're adding in a load of extra stress, and exercise is a stress on top of that, then you're going to have this effect of stress being stacked up. And actually, our bodies don't like that. So to be honest with you, I think if we start with stress in every situation and work our way back from there, you're not going to go too far wrong. So I'd like you to look at what is going on in your life. Are you actually dealing with quite a lot of different things? Could that be part of the issue here? Because what we know about stress hormones, what we know about cortisol, which is probably the big player here, is that actually when your cortisol is high, it kind of blocks all of your other hormones. And when they're in quite short supply or a dwindling supply or a kind of fluctuating supply, we want to be maximizing those hormones as much as possible. We don't want cortisol to be kind of blanking that out. So I would say always start with stress and start with the low hanging fruit. And you're thinking, oh, I thought this was a fitness podcast. Why are you telling me about stress? It's because I think this is the root of many things. And it's not often that you have a really good overview of all of those stressful things in your life, is it? Like, how often do you sit down? And I do this exercise with clients actually, where we sit down and we literally write down everything you've got on your plate, everything from the annoying school WhatsApp group to, yeah, like the big life things, you know, the family illnesses, the relationship issues, the children that are struggling at school, like all of it, the job, the stressful job. We write it all down. And you might think, God, I haven't got time for this. And if you say, when someone says, I don't have time for that, I'm like, yeah, okay, you've answered your own question here. It's stress. If you're too stressed to write down your stresses, oh my God, you're stressed, okay? So I would say, tune in, okay, to how your body's feeling, be the detective, zoom out and look at everything you've got on your plate and start to see, can you pick some of those things off? It's that ditch, dump, delegate exercise. Have you ever done that? I remember doing that as kind of like a business planning thing in my old job. But basically, it's, are there things that you can just let go of altogether and you really don't need to bother with them? Why are you worrying about them? Why are they on your plate when they don't need to be? You know, it's that kind of extraneous thing. We all pick up this baggage. And actually, like a bit of an offshoot here, I do this exercise about once a term because I accumulate all kinds of things. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm still doing that for somebody. I had a brilliant one on the Reboot, which is my sort of full body, holistic, full shebang program. I had a brilliant one from one of my rebooters. And she was like, I'm just not folding up anyone else's laundry. That's my thing I'm going to ditch. Why am I doing that? And yeah, she's got a house full of kids, husband, and she's like, when I put the laundry away, I fold everyone's laundry. She's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just going to leave it in the laundry basket. I might take it to the top of the stairs. I might not. And everyone can fold their own. And I'm like, yes, this is the sort of petty stuff that I can get on board with. But my God, it frees up time in your week. Let me tell you, right? Okay, you get the picture. We're ditching, all right? Then we are looking at what we can delegate. So can we delegate some things in our world? Are there things that someone else would be better off picking up? Okay. And I know that lots of us are maybe a little bit on the control freaky side. And I know this is 100% me. And I 100% struggle to delegate stuff. But, my friend, delegation is a skill. People often love to be asked. You'd be so surprised. Seriously, if you ask for help with stuff, and I know you're probably thinking, ask for help, I like to paddle my own canoe. Like, seriously, it's so freeing. It's so freeing. And actually, people love to be asked for help. It's like you saying to them, I trust you with this. They don't think, oh, you cheeky mare, why are you asking me? They actually really like to help and really like to be involved, especially always go to the people that are like, let me know if I can help, or please tell me if there's anything I can do. They really want you to ask. So go to them, okay? Go to them and be like, actually, do you know what? Would you mind doing this? And often it is because we think we can do it better ourselves, or we've written somebody off and we're like, oh yeah, well, I asked her to do that and she did a rubbish job last time, so I'm not doing it again. I mean, have a think about that, really. Have a think about that, because often it is the case that you just haven't really delegated properly, because delegation is also an art, and you need to give proper instructions, and you need to not be too bothered if it's not done the way that you would like it to be done. Okay. And I find that really hard, right? I mean, oh, my husband could tell you all kinds of tales about my control freakery, but it does extend to how the dishwasher's stacked. But I have to let go. The dishwasher will not be stacked. This is so petty. I don't mean to like make light of it, because some of these things are going to be serious, right? But just to hopefully you nod along. Yeah, the dishwasher's not always going to be stacked in the way I need it to be, but if it's bloody well stacked, I'm happy. Okay? So that's another thing we need to focus on. So zooming out, looking at how your body's feeling, okay? And then we need to come up with a new plan. We need to come up with a new plan. Once we've looked at that stress, we need to look at things that are going to balance ourselves out, not burn us out. And really, there's no magic wand for this. I could talk you through all kinds of different ways that you can get those workouts back online again. So I'm just going to focus on one little thing today, and one little thing only, because there are heaps of things. So we've looked at stress. I'm counting that as like a bonus. Okay. If you do one thing, I'd like you to create some contrast in your week between your hard efforts and your easy efforts, because this is going to dovetail in really nicely with your overall stress management. Okay. So what you should have ideally when you look across your week of your exercise, it should be a nice little mix of nice, easy breezy stuff. The kind of good for the soul. It's great for my mental health. Maybe it's a long walk with a friend. Could even be, if you're quite fit, it could be a very gentle run. It might be a relaxing yoga class. It could be something like that, right? I want to see some of that. And I want to see some hard work. Oh my goodness. We need to put that hard work in, ladies. And for some of you, you're going to be like, show me the hard work. I love the hard work. I thrive on it. And others of you are literally going to be like, oh, maybe this isn't the advice I need. Trust me, it's the advice that you need. We've talked about this in previous episodes, but essentially what is happening in midlife is we're losing some of our growth hormones. We're not losing them, but they are not in the supply that they once were. So we are experiencing this drop off of estrogen and this drop off of testosterone that are two of your anabolic, your growth hormones, okay? And we need to plug that gap that's left behind here. And how we do that is with this strong training nudge, okay? Training impetus. So we need to be getting the body into a position where it's like, oh my God, this is hard. Whether that is lifting heavy weights, or whether that is doing some sprint intervals or some sharp HIIT or some plyometrics, all of things which I will explain in more detail in other podcasts. But for now, just let's just sow this seed. Okay. What we need to be doing is making sure that in our week is kind of not the mainstay, but it is there. It has to be present, and it has to be present in a sufficient quantity. It's not like a one-off that we do one hard session a week, that your body goes, ah, she's going to want to do this again. And next time I'm going to be ready, because that little central nervous system nudge is what makes the body step up for next time, because that's all exercise is. And I want to just, you know, I've talked a little bit about exercise being a stressor, and that's exactly what it is. You are breaking the body down so that it builds back stronger. That is the stimulus. That's how it works. That is just on very basic level, that is how exercise works. You break the tissues down and your body responds. It goes, ah, okay, she's asked us to do something that's a little bit out of our capability here. So next time, I need to be prepped. I need to be ready. Think of it like a junior employee, okay? Your body is there taking notes and you've given it a brief and it's going, I don't really understand this. Don't really follow, winging it. And then it goes away. It does the research because it knows next time, because of the type of boss you are, you're going to be asking for it to do it again and it wants to be prepared. It's like really diligent. So that's what your body's doing, okay? And it does it less efficiently as we head through the hormonal changes in the perimenopause and the menopause because it doesn't have our hormones to support it. And on top of that, we often have a lot of this extraneous stress going on. We are very busy. We're also often quite set in our ways and we are less adaptive. We don't have the luxury of the time that maybe we had in our 20s and 30s to kind of look at this stuff. So create that light and shade. Create that contrast. If you introduce more of the hard stuff, you do need more of the easy stuff. And I would say less of that mid-zone stuff, less of that stuff that sits in the middle where you're kind of like, oh, it's sort of hard. It's sort of easy. I feel quite tired afterwards, but I haven't really worked that hard. Okay. Less of that if you can help it. Okay. For some of us, it's not going to be totally something we can eliminate. Certainly if you're training for, I get this a lot, but a lot of runners work with me. If you're training for a race, you are going to end up with a fair bit of that mid-zone stuff as well, because often that's what we want to train for. However, I would encourage you to kind of minimize it. Really work on polarizing that effort. And that is going to make a massive difference. And if you're interested in that, and I will put it in the show notes, but I have a little guide on exactly how we do that and how we can make that little upgrade, that little training tweak, working with intensity that can make a massive difference. It's not going to sort everything, okay? I want to just really ram this home before I go, but actually, it's not about doing everything at once, because also, if you're looking at scientific principles, you don't change more than one variable at a time, because then you've got no proof of your outcome. So it's about moving the needle on one thing at a time. And in this, what we're doing is we're talking about stress. We're talking about that overall stress load. And we're talking about creating a nice little nudge of special stress in your training. Okay. So don't try and do it all at once. Little tweaks, little upgrades. I'm big on this. Okay. And when we start to layer them up, layer on top of layer, that is when you see the biggest shifts. So give it a go. Let me know how it works. I'd love for you to connect with me. Drop me a message on Instagram. Let me know if you try this. Let me know if you get anything, any surprises when you start to unravel what your stress is looking like across the week, because I want some more corkers along the lines of I'm not folding anyone's laundry again, because I think they're great and we can all do more of that in our lives. Anyway, I'm wishing you not a stress-free week, because that is completely unrealistic, but I'm wishing you a stress minimal week and an awareness of what's going on. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you later. Bye bye. Thank you for listening to Honestly Carly. If you love today's chat, then why not share it with a friend? Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're feeling really kind, leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next time for more honest chat and science-backed strategy for feeling strong, confident, and capable in midlife. Have a great week.